Nice talking to you, John. Transferring over.
Thank you. Thank you, Manny.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this John?
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sure you never heard back from Chris, right?
I talked to him yesterday.
You did?
I called on that tracking number that I gave you, and he picked up, and he said that he'll take care of the payment by Friday. So I didn't really get into anything
really
that was going on between you and him, but he picked up on that tracking number. The first time I called, it went to voicemail. He didn't pick up, and then the second time I called it, he did.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, let me go back to my notes here. He actually put give me till Friday. We can process on the same card, or he'll give me a new credit card. That's what he said when I talked to him yesterday.
Or he'll give you a new one.
Yep. Did you talk to the realtor that he hired or that had inquired about an estimate?
They had some handyman fix it. So
they didn't. Okay.
They must have just talked to him for a few minutes or something. So, yeah. So
I see.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you should try
that's
to call on that number. I bet he'll pick up.
Yeah, when you and I were on the phone.
Yeah.
I told you I sent him another message and everything.
Yeah.
So.
And he still didn't.
Okay.
Wow.
Nope. So, yeah.
Yeah,
just
I
so
think
you know, he won't be putting it. He won't be putting it on that same card because I just canceled it.
Oh,
and,
I see.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what to do. He won't respond to me. He won't talk to me. So, you know.
Yeah, but you're between a rock and a hard place, you know. So.
Yep. Because as far as I know, somebody stole his card and done something to him and. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you haven't talked to him.
Nope. Hadn't even got a text from him since August 1st or 2nd or whatever day it was. So.
Let me see if there's someone else here that you could follow up with. Hold on, because there was more leads on the dashboard than just that one I gave you, you know? So give me a second here. Yeah, I don't know.
Makes me wonder if he's going to try to change the name or anything. He can't do that, right?
Well, technically he can because the account's under his name. You know what I mean? On our end, it's under his name. So he could call in and say, yeah, I want to change the name to this and such. And, you know, tech support would do it for him because the account's under his name. But...
Huh.
He hasn't gotten to that point, you know, but let me just see here.
Right.
So. Okay, there's the one from the realtor, Darlene Goodsell. There's this one here. Hold on. This one was from August 12th. Let me see if he picked up this call.
What was the name on that one?
Jen Pollock. That's what
okay.
it says on the caller ID.
Yeah.
And then.
I know there was a couple you said that must have just hung up or got his voicemail or something.
Let me listen to this one real quick. I'm just going to. It's
okay.
probably going to
okay.
come through my headset, but not. Let me just see. If he.
No, no, you're fine.
No, this one's a voicemail. Let me hear this one. That was from. West Coast something. Oh, this one he answered on the 10th. Let's see what they say.
Okay.
Okay, so this guy called on August 10th. And he wanted a new construction estimate for a two-car garage, and he said he would come that same evening. So the phone number is 813-770-2654. So he's probably actually seen Chris because they made an appointment for a same-day estimate on that one.
Okay.
So, yeah. So yeah. There's at least something here. Here's another one. Let me see. This one's a 3-minute call, so I know he picked up. Let's see here. So I just listened to this one really quickly. I kind of skimmed through it. The guy wanted an estimate also. He was on the 10th. I don't know if he scheduled it or not because he started talking about springs. And then at the end, okay. He was just saying, you know, stop calling me sir. I sound old. But this number, I can give it to you just in case. It's 813-967-3805. So you could ask him, say, hey, I know that you called for an estimate. Did he ever come out? And, you know, just see what he says.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. And all then right. Hopefully we get the payment squared away on this end. You know what I mean?
Well, if you don't get it squared away by Friday, give me a call and let me,
you'll
know.
Deal with
but
it
if then. His name is on that, that makes me nervous to do anything. And then after I pay it, he call in and change something.
I know. So you're the official owner, and he was your partner, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Has been for 4.5 years.
Okay. I'll put that in the priority notes. That way, if you call in and talk to someone else, they'll be able to assist you. So I'll put John Holden is authorized on this account. He is the owner. And Chris, is he like 50-50 partner or what?
Yep, he's a 50-50 partner. He's, you know.
Okay.
That's why I don't understand what's going on, so.
Okay. All right, so I put that in the notes. That way, at least if you call back, you know, everyone will see that you're also authorized on the account. But let's see. You know, if I talk to him again, I can let you know. I wasn't going to follow up with him until Friday since he said he needed, you know, a little bit more
time.
Yeah.
I was just wondering. I knew you said you were going to try to call him through that number, so.
Yeah. I think honestly, if you want to talk to him, call him through that number and he'll pick up. Like I said, he didn't pick up the first time, but when I called right back, he did. So he's going to think it's someone calling for an estimate or something, because it actually says on when you call through that number, either the caller ID is the tracking number or it'll say local leads. So he'll think it's a lead, and that's why he picked up when I called on it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate to do that because, you know, if he don't want to talk, you know what I'm saying. Then,
yeah, I mean, the whole thing is really weird. You would think, I mean, did anything happen between you and him, or is it just all of a sudden?
Not that I'm aware of.
Wow, it's so strange.
Not that I'm aware of, except he overdrew the bank account, and I called him out on it multiple times.
Oh, maybe he didn't like that. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Now you got to limit his access to that.
Well, he didn't. I did. I turned it off.
Good.
So he'll
probably call you, because if he goes out and needs a part or something and he realizes that the card's not working, he'll probably call you now and say, hey, how come the card's not working?
Right? How come I hadn't heard from you in over 2 weeks or 3 weeks? And yeah.
Yeah.
Can't run a business like that.
No, so, I hope he's being forthcoming, too, with, like, the amount of jobs. You know, I hope he's not going out and doing these jobs on the side so that they're not on the books. You know what I mean? I hope that at least if he's getting a job, it's all trackable, you know? So, but.
Well.
Okay.
I can't track anything through local leads because I think he's changed the passwords and stuff, so I can't even go to log in and see. Anything.
I can reset the password and resend you the credentials, but the problem is all it will say is your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate, and that's just because we're having trouble with
the payment. That's for the payment, right?
Right, but once
right.
the payment goes through, I can reset the password, and you can go get right in and look at everything yourself, you know?
Can you just tell me what the username is, not the password, but just the username?
The username is 813-252-1055.
Okay, that's what I put in, and then I put in the password was Cool Mobile. I don't know what it is now, but that's what it was.
Let me just see if it had been reset. I'm going to look because when I send out login credentials, there's an email called login credentials to your bank. I won't send it, but if I select it, it will show me what password is being used. And if it's blocked out, that means he changed it. So, oh, yeah, it's empty. So that means he changed it. So the username is still 813. No, it does, because that's privacy. It's like it. No, it doesn't say when. It just says that it's blocked out. So it's that means he changed it.
So there you go. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's an easy fix, Johnny. I mean, you could call in and we can reset a temporary. So what I would suggest is if you pay for this on Friday, then
I will. Yeah.
Then the dashboard becomes fully functional again, and then I'll reset it to a temporary. And I'll send you the login, and then the tables will turn on him because then he won't have access to it, right? Because there'll be a new password.
Right.
I just have to make sure that when I do it, that I change the email. Because right now we have goldstandard.chris@gmail.com. So if we change the email to you, when I reset the password, the new password will go to you, and he won't have access to it unless he calls you. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, like I said, we'll try to get it squared away on Friday. But interesting that he said that he would use a new card. That makes me think that he wants to, like, you know, kind of do his own business or something, you know?
Oh, well, I've already discovered that he's opened his own business the day I had my heart attack. So,
oh, no.
Yep.
When was that?
Yep. Now, that was April the 11th.
Oh,
so I don't know if he didn't think I was going to pull through, or I had quadruple bypass surgery and everything. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what's going on in his head. But if he's over it, you know, I have no issue with parting ways. I just like to be told, hey, I'm done, you know? So, anyway,
yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a way that he could do it where it would be more cordial than just, you know, kind of ghosting you, you know, I don't understand how someone can be in business like that, but you know, I'll help you if I can. If I get any information, I'll let you know, but I think right now we just kind of have to wait till Friday and see what happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds good
okay.
to me.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Tina. I appreciate everything.
All right, no problem, John. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you, bye-bye.
You too, bye.